Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema on her recent visit to Africa. The two leaders affirmed their commitment to advancing democracy in Zambia and globally, and the Vice President announced new democracy programs to promote anti-corruption, governance reforms, and financial transparency in Zambia.
Zambia has indeed embarked on an ambitious democratic reform agenda under your leadership, Mr. President. And as I have said previously on this trip, democracy and good governance around the world is a priority for the United States, and we will always stand with those who are fighting for those principles. To that end, I am pleased to announce more than $16 million for new programs in Zambia, including a focus on anti-corruption and other reform efforts.
Vice President Harris said the United States is committed to driving more private sector investment to Zambia and to the continent to accelerate the innovation and entrepreneurship that is already underway.
To strengthen business ties, I am pleased to announce that the United States and Zambia will sign a commercial development MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, which will help to develop and implement commercial projects and increase the flow of goods and services between our nations.
The Vice President also affirmed the United States' commitment to Zambia's economic revitalization and welcomed President Hichilema's economic reform agenda. She assured President Hichilema that the United States considers the finalization of Zambia's debt treatment a top priority.
We will remain a strong partner to build long-term economic growth and boost investment in Zambia, and we will continue to advocate for a speedy finalization of Zambia's debt treatment and the restructuring. Our administration believes the international community needs to help countries such as Zambia regain their footing. So I will reiterate a call that we have made now many times for all bilateral official creditors to provide a meaningful debt reduction for Zambia.
The two leaders further discussed cooperation at the United Nations and through the Southern African Development Community, including on insecurity in the region. The United States looks forward to expanding its democratic, economic, and environmental ties with Zambia in the years to come.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.